Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I just wrapped my 20-part series on life is not happening to you, but through you. And I was thinking about some of the content I put in the world, and I realized somebody might be asking, it popped up as I was in my quiet time this morning, somebody might be asking, well, Amy, how do I create a new way to believe, think, speak, and feel? And so I know in one of the shows I told you, I broke alignment down to you in probably the easiest way. My spirit guides have given it to me over this whole journey of this word alignment showing up in our world. I don't know what they called it when I first got into metaphysics. I just remember Abraham Hicks would always say it's feeling good. If you're feeling good, you know you're on the right track. If you're feeling good, you're a match to what you want, right? And now we call that alignment. And I like alignment. I like the idea of alignment. Alignment, again, is what you want, your truest desire, and what you believe, think, feel, say, and do match your truest desire. So what if you are holding some junky belief? Like I was working in my quiet time, I was working on something around, and this bit of lack thinking came up, and there was an idea that things could run out, circulating in my consciousness. And so I was like, and it showed up in a different way than lack thinking typically shows up for me. And so I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's a new version of lack that I need to clean up. So I started to consider, I'm like, well, I've always heard it that way. I've always heard that things can run out, right? And so if I am creating a new way to think for myself, what would you do? I've been at this a while, so I have a lot of data stored in my mind where I can pull from to create a new story for myself based and rooted in abundance. But what if you just heard all of this and you're like, Amy, how does this work? How do I create another way to think when I have always heard it that way my whole life, you know? And I said, so the best thing to do is, you know, usually I'm not a huge fan of modeling, like doing what other people do. But it is a wonderful, modeling is wonderful if you are modeling vibration, like the energy of, because there truly is an energy backing everything. So I think most of the people that listen to my work is that on some level, you're connected to your intuition. So I would say start studying. So, you know, let's not even call it modeling. Let's call it studying. Start studying people who have what you want. And again, it's not studying them to copy because that's not going to work, right? But you are going to start to study the fundamentals because if let's say it's a financial goal that you have, if you started studying millionaires, you're going to find that there's tons of different millionaires in this world and they all have different perspectives on it, but there is an energy around it. If nothing else, they're just all millionaires, right? And they're aware of it. And so start paying attention, studying people who have what you want. If there is, maybe there's a business that you feel like, wow, they really have it together. And you don't really know. No one puts their financials out. I mean, I guess big corporations have to, but no, most people don't put their finances out there, like small businesses. So you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes, but there can be a sensing there. If there is a business that feels like the way you'd want to be in business, start studying it. And it doesn't even have to be in your industry. I mean, the first like business, there's a couple of businesses and I'm going to call them businesses. I love them artistically and I have a great relationship with the music, but when I study their business models, I'm so drawn to it. So, Ani DiFranco, I love that she was independent. And when I heard this, you know, I was in my early 20s and that she was putting out records independently, and nobody was doing it that way. And that was a big storyline around her at the time. And I think it still is to some degree. And so I was drawn to her business model. I still pay attention to her business because I love that it's rooted in that this human decided to do something. And she also said that, oh, the only way to put out records is through a record company. Nope, I'm going to do it myself. And she has a team, obviously, but that energy of independence that backed her business, that energy, not what she did, right, was transformative for me. It changed everything for me. Because then I started to see a way. I started, even in my, at the time in my life, like even my education changed. Like I was in a run of the mill. I think I was maybe religion was my major with a minor in creative writing. And it felt very limiting at the time. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I can take a more independent approach to my education. And I wound up picking a major out that gave me immense freedom to pick my educational course while still having guidance and direction. Sometimes when I share that story with people, they think, oh, you just did it all on your own. No, I had an advisor. It was a program in my university. I just had to go and find it. I had like 6 students in the major. And I just followed the breadcrumbs. I was at a party one night and I overheard a group of people I've been hanging out with pretty regularly. There was like my group of friends and then this other group of friends, and we all hung out and went to the same parties together. And I overheard one of them talking. And they were telling each other, one of the girls, they were like, you're totally American Studies. You should just go ahead and commit to it. You've been taking the courses. And her and I did wind up being in the program together. But and we were very similar in personalities too, which makes it, I see now all the similarities. But that was what I was like, what? There's a major, you're taking all the, you're taking different courses, different department. What is that? And I didn't even ask her about it. I just was like, okay, let me go home and research it. And it changed the whole trajectory of my life in so many ways, making that shift, being available for that. That's the way this all works. The way I just described that situation, I had this energy, independence, that I was just so drawn to, that I discovered was possible by way of Ani DiFranco. And then it just started to filter into all aspects of my life. And now as a grown up, a middle-aged grown up, I am fully independent. I run 2 businesses myself. Yes, I have teams and people I bring in from time to time that support me in various ways, but I run my show. That independence that I was so drawn to in Ani DiFranco. And I will say, when I was younger, I was not as aware as I am now, obviously. And so my thought was, oh, I'm so drawn to Ani DiFranco, that probably means I need to be a singer-songwriter. And so I started trying to get in bands and write songs. And then I realized, like, no, I am a writer, but I don't need to be in a band and I don't need to write songs. I want to put words on paper. But I did, what most people do when they are modeling is they think they need to copy that to tap into that feeling that they're so drawn to. And you don't have to. You get to do it your own way. Just keep asking yourself, what does this feeling mean to me? So I was drawn to this energy of independence. I needed to just keep asking myself, what does this mean to me? How can I express this in my life? How can this be a true reflection of my gifts, talents, and abilities? How can I interweave this energy I'm so drawn to into my life and business? Then the next business that independent. So, if you're trying to create a new way of thinking, then you would look at everything. For me, I look at anything that says I can't be successful without being attached to a major publisher, a corporation. Though I'll probably incorporate at some point this year, looking at my numbers, it's just going to make sense to do so. But then I'm my own corporation, right? It's just so fucking dope. Oh God, life is good, right? I think you look at whatever it is and you start to shift your mind in that direction. It is safe for me to be independent. And even though there is this prevailing perspective that if I do this thing, I have to do it this way in our culture to be successful. I am choosing to think a different thought. I deal with it all the time when I tell people I write books. And, you know, I just tell people, I write and publish books. I'm an author. I don't give them the whole backstory because I don't think of it in the moment. I'm dealing with whatever issue I'm dealing with at the time. And so then I realize people make up stories. They think, oh, well, you must be with a publisher. You must do this and that. And I'm like, you don't realize how for someone A like me, like A, that there are other ways to put work in the world and be compensated for it outside of going with a publisher. B, the structures you're trying to put me in are the opposite of who I am. And so, and then I had to realize like, oh, well, there's probably something going on in me that feels less than because I'm not with a publisher, even though I have facts that say I make more money being independent than I do with a publisher. I have more independence and freedom, which is what I'm most drawn to in every aspect of my life. And by writing and publishing my own work. But we still live in a culture that thinks one way, right? And so I had to unprogram that limiting cultural belief, right? That prevailing cultural belief, because it was holding me back. I wasn't seeing clearly. I saw where I was not paying attention to aspects of my business that I needed to pay attention to. I was kind of throwing, marketing at the world and hoping it sticks, and instead of getting in there and figuring out how to make it work for my business. And as I stopped being afraid of the duplicity, because there is some fear I think that's generated when you're holding two beliefs. Hey, I want to be an independent artist putting work into the world and making shit tons of money working from my living room, and the world says, I need to have a publisher. I need to be, for some people, I need to be locked in a cabin writing books. I need to have, all the garbage, right? Because it really is. I need to have all these things, right? And so I think it does create some anxiety when we're holding two beliefs. So be willing to clean it up. So what I had to do is say, like, hey, I know for sure that everything that I want out of life is exactly what I'm doing. So I need to let go of the belief that the only way to do it is by way of a publisher, for example. And I'm willing to let that go. I'm willing to disprove it, which I have disproved many times with facts. Like, I make more money than I do with a publisher. And I hear it consistently. People who really lean into self-publishing their work, they're like, oh my God, like there's no limitations on me at all. I can publish when I want. I can make endless amounts of money. It's wonderful, right? It's not for everyone, because I've definitely coached people who did want to go the publishing route. And that worked for them in their life. They maybe had another job, so they liked the structure that a publisher gave them. They didn't want to have to create the structure that I have to create. And so because I was holding that duplicity, I wasn't creating those structures, and that was what was getting in the way, right? So that's the anxiety of it all. So that's why I say step back from anxiety and say, what lie am I believing? So the lie I was believing, still believing, even as I've been doing this for years and years and years, still believing that, oh, I'm less than. That's, if we're going to really break it down, I'm less than because I'm not with a publisher, even though that doesn't match who I am. And even though it's not as profitable, which is the whole reason why I'm in business, to be more of myself and to make a lot of money doing that. Right. And so, yeah, I had to clean that up. I had to clean that up. And so as you clean things up, you will start to feel better. So let's go back to my point. It starts with, find someone who are a business or an energy. It could be a couple that you know, if you're trying to manifest a relationship and there's a couple that just energetically feels, seems, acts, moves like what you want. Again, don't get too invested in those people. That's what I have to keep saying to you all. I don't know Ani DiFranco for Jack. Like, I've read like a ton of stuff about her, but I don't know her. I don't know the ins and outs of her day. I don't know how her company is structured, but there's an energy there of independence that I tapped into. So same goes if there's a couple that you admire and you want to be in a romantic relationship, don't try to get all up in their relationship and figure it out and see like, oh, how can I? No, just be like, oh, that's so beautiful and it feels so good. And how can I have more of that in my life? And turn inward. I think what happens is when people get excited by an energy, they start to try to become those people, right? Or become that thing. You have to take that energy and weave it into you and weave it into the choices and decisions that you make and make it your own. Because here's the thing. You can create another limiting belief for yourself if you suddenly discover that that couple is not as shiny and happy as your mind has told you that they are, right? But again, it's not about them. It's about something in you wants to be in a happy, loving relationship. So focus on that. Everything takes us back to truest desire. Everything takes us back to truest desire. My truest desire is to work independently because I enjoy it and I appreciate myself and I like it, right? And so it wasn't Ani DiFranco. It wasn't trying to write songs. It was that I'm tapping into the truest desire in my life and in my work and who I came to this planet to be. And so allow yourself that return if you're modeling, which, okay, I'm not going to call it modeling. What do they call it? Studying, but don't study it like I need to know every little detail. So there has to be another word. Admiring. Thank you. My spirit guides are so good. Admiring. Just start admiring things, noticing what you admire and just admire it, right? Just admire it. When you go out for a walk and you see a beautiful flower, you're not standing there. How did it grow? How much water did they use? What kind of seeds? Where did the seeds come from? Where did this come from? Who pollinated it? What bird? Who was a part of it? What animals? How much did it rain? You don't do that. You just say, oh, wow, this is a really beautiful flower, right? So just admire things and tap into the energy of that and notice how it makes you feel and say, what about this is drawing me in? Oh, it's so vibrant. Okay. How can I be more vibrant in my life? Oh, it's so, it touches my heart. How can I do more things that touch my heart? Right. All right. That was my little bit on how to start to change your mind when you have been thinking a certain way your whole life. You just have to start giving yourself permission. Okay. Say, I don't want to think that anymore. I'm going to give myself permission to think something differently. And God, please bring me something to admire to help me shift my energy around thinking differently. And then this is my other little piece on this. Use all the resources on our planet. There's tons and tons and tons of free content. So if you're trying to tap into starting a business, start listening to people that starting a business and don't get into the nitty gritty of everything they're doing. I got to do it exactly that way. No, you're going to create so much resistance that way and stress and it holds you up. Just start paying attention to what your intuition is drawing you to. I did recently, I run Amazon ads for my books and, I recently did some research. Like I wrote it down somewhere. I was going through things. I was like, do research. I know that was spirit. And so as I was I'd already done a lot of research, but it just wasn't clicking the way I wanted. And so I was like, just look, it's the same way when I write a book. I just start looking at different videos on craft and the mechanics of writing. And I'm not trying to make myself right or wrong in that. I'm just looking at it and hearing what this person is sharing and taking it in and saying, oh, is that something that I need to do? Or if it illuminates something within me, then I know it's something I need to act on. So I did that with the Amazon ads. And I'm so grateful that I got out of my own way because I was holding this belief that only one teacher on this whole planet could explain Amazon ads to me. But at the same time, I didn't want to invest in his stuff because I bought some of his other things and I didn't like it. And so I had like a whole storyline, right? Just made up in my mind about Amazon ads. And I had to really let it go so I could get the information that I needed. So don't get too caught up as you're doing this admiring exercise of things that match what you want. Just feel into it and catch yourself. I'm not going to say don't make up a story because it can happen. I did it, right? Catch yourself if you're starting to make up a story that creates limitation for you, right? And the goal is, and I love this word. I got it from Amanda Francis. Obviously, it's a word in on the planet, but I love the way she uses it in relation to what we're talking about, is duplicity. So I looked it up because she uses it all the time. Contradictory doubleness of thought, speech, and action. Holy crap, right? How good is that? That is like manifestation words. Contradictory doubleness of thought, speech, and action. That's duplicity. The duplicity is what you're trying to work out of your life. You don't want to hold contradictions. You don't want to hold two thoughts that work against you, work against what you want, work against what you're working towards, right? And so just clean that up. And we're constantly doing it. I almost want to say, like, on some level, maybe the human mind is like default setting is to create duplicity in their life. But you don't have to, right? Especially towards the things that matter to you. Like, you don't have to do this. I mean, I don't think you need to, maybe. But I think the things that you're really working on, clean up the duplicity around that. And that makes you powerful, my friends. I think that's the essence of all of this. I'm starting to get giddy and jumpy. That's my sign that, yes, I've tapped into the truth here on all of this, is that you start to feel powerful when you clean up the duplicity in your mind around the things that you want. You start to see them as possible. You start to live like it even before it manifests. You wake up excited. You know it's going to happen for you. And with layer after layer, every time you clean up the duplicity, you get better and better and better. So that's why you have to do all this mind stuff. And then the next layer to all of this is, as you get more and more powerful, you allow more of your life, the life you really want, to appear in physical form. You start to become, right? I'm always talking to you about become the person who has what you want. You start to become that before it even manifests. Yeah? All right. I'm done. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I am a intuitive. I read energy. And I'm a coach. So I receive intuitive information through all of my senses. And I take that information for you. I would read for you. And I coach you so that you can live your best life, right? So if I'm picking something up, I'm saying, that's feeling a little off. I don't think you're in alignment there. Let's look at that. What's coming up for you? And then I start to get signs and symbols and information that help you get out of duplicity and align with the desires of your heart. I give you channeled wisdom exercises. Oh my God, it's some of the stuff that comes through. I'm like, oh my, like I tell clients all the time, I'm like, that is so good. I've never heard it that way. Spirit gave that to you, but I'm going to write that down and try that. It is so amazing the way I've developed my skill set around coaching using my intuition. And I use that to help you get what you want. I help people who want to do really extraordinary things in their life, who want to set a new bar, who want to step outside of the paradigms of their family or their upbringing of their or their society. So if you are a person that is feeling like, wait a minute, nobody's talking about what I want to do, or like, yeah, this is possible. And I feel it in my soul, but I don't have anybody in my life to talk to about it. And I sure as hell don't have anybody in my life that gets this manifestation stuff, that gets the spiritual components of it, that is capable of reading energy on a very high level to support me in this. And then that's where I come in. And it's very easy to work with me. You just go to my website and you can schedule a session, or you can invest in a package. And if you want to talk about any of this, I'm always available. I don't do discovery calls, but my, you know, you can always drop me a message and say, hey, I'm really interested in working with you. Can we talk about it? And then we'll go on the phone and talk, and you can tap into my energy and see if it is a match for the way you work. I can tell you I'm high vibe in every way, shape, or form. I show up to your sessions fired up. I start thinking about your session. And when I say thinking, psychically thinking, clear cognizant information starts coming through even hours before your session. I tell clients all the time, I'm like, yeah, I had this whole plan before your call of things I was going to do. And then spirit start downloading guidance. I start downloading guidance from spirit for you. And that's the way it works. And it's continuous and constant. If you're working with me in a package, my frequency is tuned to you during that time frame. And I mean, it's quite amazing what comes through for your greater good to help you achieve the result you most desire. I've been doing this over a decade, and I'm just in awe of how powerful the work is that I do, and how transformative it can be for people, and how it cuts to the core really rapidly. And you could take 10 gazillion courses and achieve the result that you and I can do in like 10 minutes, an hour, 90 minutes. Yeah. I'm not like anything else on the market. I will stand firmly and say I'm one of the best intuitives on the planet. So if you are looking for that, if you have a dream, a goal, and you want someone to nurture and support it right along with you, cheer you on, give you divine insight, advise you from the highest frequency possible, then I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, please sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free that you can use on your spiritual journey. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care of yourself.